Aircheckdownloads.com.
Stay there for more stuff coming up after news. It's 4:30.
97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
Tony Blair says Britain's ready to take military action against the Serbs over Kosovo. Mostly dry tonight, but rain in western areas. It's true. Tomorrow, cloudy in the south.
It's going up into the red.
Showery rain in the north.
Liar.
It's true. We'll update the news and sport at 5 o'clock, I swear.
This machine you have is ham.
Liar. I mean, truth.
Oh, dear. It worked. Last time I used it, it worked.
Garbage.
This voice stress analyzer is rubbish.
There are two possibilities here. Either you are telling the truth, or you're just very, very good at lying.
No, the machine's crap.
Well, I'll try it. Put it up against the loudspeaker.
Hang on. To be fair, Dave, we are very good at lying.
Yeah. You do it for a living.
By the way, that was a beautiful news bulletin, very well read.
Thank you very much.
You're a superb journalist of the highest order.
And you're a very attractive man, and you don't look pig ugly.
No, very funny. And what colour is it now?
Green. Oh, God, look at that. It's gone straight into the red.
It's green, honest.
I am gorgeous, though.
No, no. You look like a moose. Face like a train wreck.
97 to 99 FM. Radio 1.
If you just got in your car and you're coming home from work early, have a nice evening. And this song is just for you.
Things I want. Things I think I want.
You see the woman who sang with that most beautiful girl in the world with Prince?
New Power Generation.
Yeah, Rosie Gaines. I remember hearing that. She's got a really beautiful voice, isn't she? Yeah, she looks like a sack of spuds.
She's big, isn't she?
Yeah. She's Mama Fatass. Hey, Mama.
Bobette.
Is that the female term?
Bobette Fatass.
Bobette Fatass. Hello, I'm Bubba Fatass. Merchandise coming soon. All right, it's just for 4:45. I'm Chris Moyles. Hello. It's very nice to be here. Mind you, at my age, it's nice to be anywhere. We're getting ready to go to Glasgow for BBC Music Live in Glasgow from the 26th to the 31st of May. Tickets for all concerts are now on sale. Phone up the Radio 1 line and find out exactly what we're doing. 08700 100 100. Call at any time. Press option 3. We're basically broadcasting live concerts from Glasgow, including Travis on May the 27th and Texas on May the 30th. 08700 100 100. Option 3. And find out about BBC Music Live 26th to the 31st of May on Radio 1. Like that? I read that very well.
You are good.
I am available for voiceovers. Thank you very much. Lamatt live next Monday. Suede live from an exclusive secret venue. And Joe Wiley was giving away tickets today, and Steve Lamatt will be giving away tickets later on tonight. That's really good. Because they've had Blur the other week, Stereophonics they've had, and now Suede.
Do you reckon it'll be the same secret place as the other two?
Most probably, yeah. So if you got half a brain cell, you can probably work it out. Live at a secret location. The same secret location we've used for the last 5 gigs. I wonder where that will be.
No parking facilities there, by the way.
Yeah, Golders Green, nearest tube station. Okay, let's play true or false. Line one, hello.
Hello, hop on baby.
Hello, hop on baby. What's your name?
Jennifer.
How are you, Jennifer?
I'm fine, how are you?
Very good, you sound very nice and beautiful and intelligent and suave and sophisticated.
I am, yeah.
Good. We've got to be nicer to the callers today, just in case anybody from management's listening. They get upset when I do what I'm...
Wind people up.
Well, you know, I don't think I do you?
I think you're brilliant.
Yeah, there you go.
They don't like the word tart.
Why?
Don't know.
Because they're allergic to jam and lemon curd. I think that's what it is. But we had to be nice just in case any of the big, big bosses of BBC Radio are listening.
Big ass.
Because we love them all.
Yes.
Obviously.
As you do.
Short or tall, we love them all. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, whatever. Where are you calling from, by the way?
I'm from Carlisle.
Carlisle. Very nice. I almost went to work in Carlisle.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd be the only one.
But I decided not to at the end.
Good.
Thanks a lot.
No, I didn't mean it that way.
Okay, I'll let you off. True or false, Mariah Carey gets quite scary whenever she sees a hairy fairy.
False.
True. Sorry. Thanks very much, girls. But have a nice night. Oh, yeah. Have a night. Oh, bye.
Roman Flemmy.
Yeah. Line two, hello.
Hop on, baby.
Hey, now that's a kind of call, Melinda. What's your name?
Natalie.
Where are you calling from?
I'm from Warwickshire.
How old are you?
I'm 16.
16? Blimey, are you really?
I am.
Good lord. You don't sound 16 at all.
Well, I don't act 16 either.
I'm sure you don't. let's not do that.
Okay.
Okay. Now, for all my bravado on the air, I do like this job.
Okay.
Nice to keep it for you. You got a boyfriend?
No, I haven't.
Well, are you young, free and single?
I am indeed.
Why?
Boyfriend. Just don't enjoy them, really.
You don't enjoy boyfriends?
No.
Well, maybe you're at that age.
No. Oh, not like that anyway.
You never know, you know what I mean? whereabouts are you?
Warwickshire.
Warwickshire. Whereabouts in Warwickshire?
Well, I get to Stratford-upon-Avon College, but I'm from Studley.
Okay. Studley.
Studley.
Dave's nickname. Studley Muffin. Yeah, all right, calm down. True or false, last night on the way back from the pub, I got a kebab for an Australian. He was called Jason Donovan.
True.
It is true. Hey! Question number two, true or false, Gillian Anderson from The X-Files wears glow-in-the-dark knickers.
False.
True.
Oh,
no.
Is that kind of girl?
No, Melinda told us. True, isn't it?
It's true.
No. But you're very sweet and have a nice night.
Okay, you too.
Tell
bye
all
bye.
Your friends how great we are.
Okay, I will do.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
She's going to be very sexy in a few years.
Mm.
You can tell. She just sounds very sexy, doesn't she?
Sounds it, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Give her 3 more years. And she's 90. Oh, man.
Leave it.
No, it'd be fine, because I'll be an old pervert then. I'll be almost 30.
An old pervert, yeah.
Yeah, well, no, I'm a young pervert now, if you don't mind. There's a big difference. As Dave knows.
Yeah.
Line 3, hello.
Come on, baby.
Ah, it's the Line 3 crash. Who are you?
I'm Lindsay and this is Chloe.
Lindsay and who?
Chloe.
You know, I've always loved the name Chloe. Okay. There's something mysterious about it.
Something a bit mysterious about her as well.
Is there?
Yeah.
Mysterious as in why would anybody give Chloe the name of their child?
It's Cleo spelt wrongly.
Yeah, is it? No. And how old are you?
I'm 20 on Monday and she's 14.
Happy birthday. 20 and 14?
Yeah.
And your mates?
No, it's my sister.
Oh, okay, I know that. All right, have a go.
Sorry.
Whereabouts are you?
Wolverhampton.
Very nice, beautiful part of the world.
No, it's not.
Wolverhampton's great. No, it really is.
Okay.
Trust me.
Yeah, I know, I've lived here for 20 years.
Well, it's nice. It's a nice place.
Yeah, it is.
There are a lot more worse places you could be.
Yeah. Like where?
I've got to be very careful now, because I don't want to upset the people who live there, but Stoke-on-Trent's a hole.
Oh, tell me about it.
That's where Robbie Williams comes from.
Oh, well done, genius.
Oh, leave her alone, she's 14, she doesn't know much.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God, listen to this. It's like listening in a little argument.
No, we don't argue with each other.
That's where Robbie Williams comes from.
Really, isn't it, really?
Oh, you're going to take the mick out of our accent?
No, not at all, no, I would never do that.
Really?
I think the Wolverhampton accent is actually very sexy.
You're having a laugh, ain't you?
Apart from when you say things like that.
Really? You know what I really wish I could say?
Okay, no, now, see, now you're putting me into dodgy territory.
No, I want to say one, like you.
You want to say what?
One. When you say one, you say one.
Now, other people have said this before.
Clive says that.
But you do, you go, Radio 1.
But it is Radio 1, what's wrong?
No, it's Radio 1.
That's what I say, Radio 1.
No, you say Radio 1, as in, won the race, not as in, the number one.
What, it's like I'm having a Snoop session with you. What, are you critiquing my show? How dare you?
Why not? We're good.
Radio 1. That's what it is, Radio 1.
Okay, fair enough.
Don't you dare have a go at me.
I'm not. I'm ill. I'm allowed to.
What's wrong with you?
I've got conjunctivitis and tonsillitis.
Shame. True or false, Jamie Thixon off of the telly is a lanky freak coming in at 8 feet 4 inches.
That's true.
You saying true?
Yeah, true.
You don't want to change your mind?
No. Well, no, I've met him, and I know that he's 8 foot, because
you've met Jamie Thigston?
Yeah.
This conversation could now start to get a little bit interesting.
Mm.
Where did you meet Jamie Thigston?
Oh, don't be telling. See, because actually I've had a relationship with Jamie Thigston.
Okay, lovely. Listen, I don't want to know.
I'm having Jamie Thigston's baby.
See, now we know that's a lie. Jamie Thigston has problems with that.
Yeah, right.
Oh, and by the way, coming soon to a radio near you.
Far away, man, where the music never stops.
This record's really good.
Who's it by?
Columbo. You know that bloke in the Dirty Mag?
Oh, the fellow with the gammy
Not
eye.
Not your dad.
No.
The other one.
The fellow with the funny eye. Columbo, the detective with the funny eye and the limp.
I suppose he has got a funny eye, yeah. Why does he tell jokes? This bloke goes into a pub, leave it alone, dodgy, a funny eye. It's called Rockabilly Bob. When's it out, do we know? Couple of weeks?
Soon.
Soon. There you go. All the latest music information every afternoon from 4 on Radio 1. And that's out soon.
Soon.
At one point, or in the shops one day.
On the dot.
We saw Jimmy Thigson today.
I know.
Did he speak to him?
No, because he was chatting on his mobile phone as I was going to go and park my car.
Isn't he showbiz?
He's very showbiz.
Very showbiz. He's coming to Radio 1 soon, you know.
I know.
Going to do his Sunday show. It's going to be really good.
The man with the most wanted nose in Britain.
Apparently so. Britain's best dressed man.
Mm. And he showed it today, actually.
As voted for by Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles.
That's it.
Okay, I'm looking forward to a show. Seriously, it's going to be good. I was asked about this at the student radio conference the other day. Do you think TV personalities should be on the radio? Yeah, if they're any good. And I know for a fact that James' show's going to be worth listening to. Because he came to us for advice.
The Temple of Knowledge.
What's up?
I think he's upstairs.
Is he?
I think so. He was.
We're having a high-powered meeting.
Yeah. No, with Hannah Brown.
I demand a bowl of yellow M&Ms for every programme I do. And I don't want any other colour but yellow because all the other colours scare me. And I want Perrier water, please, in my dressing room. Do I have to have makeup? No, Jamie, it's the radio. Well, I want makeup on, and I also want some lovely ladies in the studio. Can I play records from Billy Ocean? I like him, he's lovely. Caribbean Queen! No, Jamie, I don't think you can. But that's just ridiculous. You know, that's how Jamie thinks and talks in real life.
I know.
It's not, is it?
It really is, honestly.
Seriously.
Would I lie on the radio just to get a cheap laugh out of a TV personality?
Never.
No, of course not.
Radio 1's Millennium Movie Awards.
We are coming to you live.
Beautiful South, how long's the tear tent to dry? We need a new caller for Viaduct.
This heart was like a TARDIS. When I lost a key in a box.
Write some of the best lyrics in the world. Listen to this.
I've never found a locksmith. Will you be my locksmith tonight?
What?
That's got a secret meaning.
Did she say, well, I... Does she? No. All right, okay. Sorry, I would have thought. And a woman, a lady, swearing. Saying the S word.
I still love you.
08700 100 100. We need a brand new contestant for Viaduct to play against our reigning champion.
The prize.
08700 100 100. Call now. We'll play soon after news right now at 5.
97 to 99 FM Radio 1 News Beat.
It looks as though talks aimed at preventing NATO airstrikes on the Serbs. Mostly dry tonight with rain in western areas. Tomorrow, cloudier in the south, showery rain in the north. Top temperature 13 Celsius, a low of 8. Next from us, more on a hospital's cancer bungle. The family guilty of a £3 million compensation fraud and has quarantine had its day. That's on Newsbeat at 5:45.
Has what?
Quarantine. Ruff! Had its day. Dogs.
Ruff?
That was my dog impersonation.
Good. You're a funny, funny man, Jerry.
I am, I know. I'm wacky and zany.
How's your boss, Rod McKenzie?
He's interviewing people for jobs. There's reporters here today.
So yeah, people are dropping like flies out of Newsbeat.
They are. We whistle them down. There's all these young, fresh-faced hopefuls coming in and they know nothing.
Can we work as reporters?
You can, Dave. You'd be good.
Do I have to be a trained journalist to read the news?
I don't know, really. It's kind of, you know, there's nothing in paper that says you have to.
I'd like to read the news.
Okay.
And you know, I think we should have?
Mm-hmm.
I think we should have really attractive people reading the news in just their underwear.
You've got them already.
You get the journalists to compile the news.
Have you not seen me reading the news in my pants? No, I'm sitting here now.
You've got a face like the back of a dog's backside.
It's a wireless, though.
What we need is attractive people.
Mm.
And then they read the news in their bikinis or in a thong, like a lot of good, sexy-looking men.
The thing is, our studios have got, like, windows all around, so I can't sit and work at my desk with some hot bit of stuff in her pants reading the news.
Hot bit of stuff?
Yes. Some, you know, young Norwegian or something like that.
How did you ever manage to find a woman when you use phrases like hot bit of stuff?
I just copy you.
And you're a father.
I am a father, yes. Oh, I've told you that about 8 times, haven't I? I'm sorry, I'm getting very boring.
How old is your child now?
Eleanor is 4 months old.
Exactly how old is she?
She was born on November the 30th, so that's...
About 4 months ago.
Yeah, 4 months ago. Thank you very much.
That's great that you know to the exact day how old your child is.
Well...
Well, I'll speak to you later.
Bye.
Have a nice 45-minute fag break.
Checkdownloads.com.